April 11, 2011. The formation of the pooling and sharing joint venture and the joint board of April 11 as well, and the appointment of an executive woman to manage the KSJV is from 2012 onwards. The revenue growth as you can see, has picked up from 2008 until 2016. There has been significant investment in terms of how mining is continuing both on land and in mining operations. In terms of employees and job creation, there's been a significant upward employment rate from 2013 into 2016, from 170 and into the region of 400. In terms of CSI and SLP, this is an explanation on what we have achieved, but the following slide summarizes the investment. In 2013, CSI 1.5 million, SLP, no amounts were spent because that was still being developed. 2014, 2.2 million, SLP, 370K. And until current April 2015 to 2016, 2.5 million on CSI and over 6 million. In total, over 6 million in CSI and close on 2.5 million on SLP. Uti does enterprise development. We have 71 mining contracts that were awarded, of which 43 were awarded to HDIs as of 31st March 2016. It's important that the contractors are from the RIC. It's important to note that the contractors are from the RIC itself and the surrounding towns within the Northern Territory. Contract revenue paid out to be compliant companies was 100 million, which includes 51 million to 100% black owned companies for the 12 months ended 31 March 2016. In terms of improving and enhancing mining operations, as you know, diamonds are not like a mine or manganese deposit where you have a grade of say 65% iron, typical of the Kumba iron ore operation. Diamonds are very, these are alluvial diamonds. They have traveled hundreds of kilometers, first being in the Lesotho Highlands, and two is hundreds of millions of years, that this river has carried the diamonds. It's very erratic in terms of its deposition. So, whereas you might find a diamond next year, or right next year, you'll find another. And diamonds are hosted in gravel, and locating those gravel are very important in identifying where you would have diamond occurrence. So, one, in terms of the mining process, you need an exploration program ahead of mine. And that defines how efficient we can be in terms of mining. So currently we will establish a team in order to complement the exploration program that will enhance mining operations. We talk of improving and retaining skills and skills transfer. But we're also prudent in management in that we try to get a bigger bang for your buck. And we are very sensitive in terms of our spend. So we are looking at ways of combating or making every cent count towards our budget. As you can see, they receive all appointments of promotions, stop weekend production overtime. It's because management has a perspective that we will do things responsibly for the benefit of the community. for the new fiscal year, we intend upping the rates of mining in terms of getting large-scale contractors. Smaller diamonds are not that valuable, they are valuable, but in terms of volume, they contribute significantly to the bottom line. That's the end of the presentation, and to hark back to community issues and the problems that Alice has in terms of the challenge in the fencing of the public eyes on the community. It's worth mentioning that the restitution, the digital restitution in the country, is co-managed and is under the watchful eye of the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform. And it is working together with rural development and land reform is critical in order for us to deliver into our mandate to benefit the community. Thank you, Minister.
Go and visit the place in front of yourself. But I want to check with you a question of your relationship with the local authorities, particularly the local municipality in the district. And your integration for your social development. This project is taking, I think, three different things. There should be a relationship between the Department of Agriculture and the Department of the reason why the process is not yet allocated to the community. What are the pressing challenges? Do they not believe a collaborative approach to solve that? Were there any attempts in there? If so, what are the critical things?
Thank you, Chief. On the last point, first I want to thank the good presentation. I think we saw the speech for the lack of communication. Just to advise you, we got to bringing in the bigger contractors, I think there's a need for that. Consultation with the community, that is one of the core points in bringing bigger contractors and they're going to come from outside of you. Can you give us some information on that? Is the consultation been done? And as diamonds are, we're going to get strength. I'd like to know security measures that we've taken with regards to the loss of these diamonds. by people who could illegally pick up diamonds, find diamonds. What is the plan that you have to take all the money to find or educate the women that diamonds close down the river and you can pick up the money from the top?
Thank you. So I think some of the questions at an operational level, Honourable Chair, with regards to the question concerning the social and labour plan and the interaction with the community, the relevant structures, the municipalities, and update the community profit association, I can assure the committee that there has been proper interaction and engagement. The BMR, that document is received from the slide, but there was no spending in 2013 before the document was only approved in 2014 by the Department of and as such, that's been the space in which we've been negotiating, being sent back and forth between the department and the municipality. So all of the projects that we're reporting on are linked to the municipalities identified, are the projects for that particular year or the integrated development plan. So before we submit that, we sign those by the local authorities. And as we sit here, we have a steering committee at the mine. People from our OSHA department in liaison with the local municipality and the structures with regards to the rollout of the project, because we have projects in the full towns, and before they commence with the project, they would engage with the municipality on issues like, you know, the project is there, some job creation for the people of that specific town, and the spending of the money on introducing local contractors to the something to the structures and so forth. So I can assure all of the members that that communication is taking place. With regards to the question of the department, if you want to take the injection of the department, the department will be together in terms of the citizens of the department and the policies.
Thanks, Lawrence. These regular consultations between Alex Paul, the DP, the Department of Public Enterprises, we have had limited interaction with Department of Rural Development and Land Reform, with specific reference to the 35 million settlement. There is a plan involvement engagement with agriculture, and further we seek to, and we have implemented a cooperative relationship which once a month, we meet to discuss community issues, and that was specifically said from the Honourable Minister Lindbaum of CPE, that we proactively engage to resolve the issue of the 45 minutes. And that is centered and has become an agenda item since last year when the new board was stuck. We continually try to make Minister happy, but we are also hampered that community structures are not properly constituted. Alice is in a position to pay for 45 minutes, but then we need cooperation from the Department of Rural Development, specifically the Department of Rural Development, to assist in the payout 3,000 odd individuals in the four communities, which amounts to plus or minus 15,000 rand per person, not per family. So the family of four, that's 50,000. 15. So, yeah, we are in a position as an airport to make that deal, but it has to be done. And the court ruling says to the CPA, if we need to pay it out, to pay the 15,000 to each beneficiary, we need a real ruling from the court to say that we can do so. Otherwise, we will be in breach of that court ruling. So we are getting legal opinion on that, and that process is happening. And we hope, you know, to expeditionally settle this. We are seen to be the, you know, the boss thing, but we're not, and we are really not. So, rural development needs to engage with us. Any other questions? Two. Honourable.
myself also make an addition on that particular issue, because as DPE we have also been trying to get involved in the process. Because the question really was, why has the 45 million not been made at this moment? The reason why the 45 million has not been made is because the institution to which that money has to be put into, which is a third-party mining company, is not properly constituted. According to the constitution of the RMC, we have three directors. But I think at the moment there are only two directors who are open. Now, that presents a challenge. The department, Alex and ourselves, we engage the community around that particular issue. And the community itself was divided on the issue as to whether the money should still be paid to the RMC or should be paid directly to the beneficiaries. The CPA itself said and discussed this issue, even though of course the deed of settlement says, as he rightly said, the money should be paid around to the RMC. The CPA in one of their meetings subsequent, I don't know whether it was the persuasion from the community or whatever, they were of the view that maybe the money should be paid to the beneficiaries directly. But now the CPA itself is divided on the issue as to whether the money should be paid directly to the beneficiaries or it should be paid to the RMC as the deal of settlement. Now what we have done is as a department, because this issue has been hanging for quite a very long time and we can't get a resolution. The CPA itself can't resolve the issue. We have tried to get the Department of Rural Development to come in at least, as you know that the Rural Development exercises oversight over CPA, but still we haven't been in a position to make some headway. So what we have done as a department is we decided to seek a legal opinion in the matter. We'll be currently at table with the minister, we're just waiting for the minister to respond. But the legal opinion was saying, if the members of the CPA themselves are divided, they really cannot resolve the issue. It is possible for government and highest court to approach a court of law and request the court of law that the deed of settlement should be amended so that the money may could be paid directly to the beneficiaries. So that is the position that we might be taking once we approve our promotion.
Information or time. at this Thank you, Honorable Chair. I think if you look at the transaction, the gentleman seems to be helping information that is supposed to forward to us as we could have been. And then helping the community to take a decision to summon all those that are responsible. The principle that's always will not come and account. You know? Let us at least show how effective Parliament can be for the people.
Thanks for all the valuable input. It is appreciated. So we are talking as one unit, one group, and it is appreciated. We'll go on to answer Honorable King's question on utility of diamond, unit contractor versus local contractor. Moving to the
quickly, Honorable Chair, on the scene. This is a background, but this is model for us to simply make patent early 90s that always been to make use of contractor mining. In the presentation, we referred to the various contracts that have been appointed as a result of specifically mining in the marine division, the weather changes over the years with regards to the available sea days. For us to produce it. So the model was adopted to make use of contractors, and that model has been extended to the land. In 2007 and 2012, no active mining has taken place on the land reserve as a result of the court case and the action between them, the Fiscal community and the government. Since 2012, we've been mining, started to mine in the Meisler area, and as Mr. Bunzi explained earlier, we found that the geology is fairly complex and needs more aggressive exploration, and that's what we're currently doing. And whilst we're doing the exploration, we have embarked on the process of putting in contractors in the land mining operations to be able to produce, utilize the plant and equipment, and keep the people that currently employed from the Rafflesland to keep them employed. This issue has been discussed with the community. The community, and it's a question that is asked by Mr. Honorable Julius, whether it is involved with the community. The community through the RC, that's the mining company, sits on the board of the joint venture. So they would have three representatives, and the high school would have three representatives on the joint board. And those discussions with regards to the strategy, the business model, the corporate plan, in terms of production, is all taking place at that joint board. And then the staff community, representatives of the board, give the feedback to the people. The issue around security, we are in any other, like any other mine, whether it's the beers or projects, we are putting stringent security measures in place. We all know that the more security measures we're putting in place, and we, for instance, have at the mine, we have what we call the red zone, where people would move into that area and they would have to be security cleared up front. The area is demarcated, and they go through security checkpoints where they are physically x-rayed in terms of the movements between the mines, whether they exit or into the mines. We've got a 90 kilometer coastline to protect in terms of the illicit diamond activity. The issue that we have is nationally with regards to illicit diamond mining or illicit gold mining is also happening in the Mapula. So we've got security companies patrolling those areas. We've got our own in-house security systems, and yeah, we do as much as we can to protect our products. There is continuous challenges, and these syndicates become more clever and sophisticated. As much as we do to improve our security measures, they are trying to do one step ahead of us. Because of the vastness of the area we're investigating currently, we have to now physically patrol with cars, with motorbikes, even task teams that walk the areas. We're looking at introducing drone technology. Drone technology is becoming cheaper. It's becoming things that they're extensively using at the farms these days, and looking at, you know, putting these drones out there because it's a private area to be able to see those activities on a 24/7 basis. You cannot fence off 90 kilometers of coastline. You cannot have 24/7 day protecting all of those areas, particularly the areas that we worked out. So it is a threat, and we continue to try to improve our own systems to be ahead.
Thanks, Robert. There are also no longer pigeons in the district sites near Alexander Daniel and Hammond. There used to be a time in the past where households of land used to be tied in the feet of pigeons and they would take off to their land. And overnight, forming pigeon racing clubs have sprung up, but now there are no pigeons. And Madam Chair, the area around the Orchard of Lamar is a limited access area. Someone kind of picks up there and walks the shore and avail yourself to land by the 60 foot shore. Christian Street, the relationship with the community, issues with IMDSA, the targets, the losses. Can I just cover IMDSA for now? IMDSA, the acronym is International Mining and Dredging South Africa. It's a company that is contracted in and the dialogue has gone back for close to 5 years. It's a specialized ship, it's a huge ship that has been contracted in to mine the deep waters of concessions 1B and 1C. The depths of 100
and 20 to 130 meters deep. It's specialized. The people or the companies that do this kind of deep water dredging are the likes of Landlift, who have six ships out there mining the deep water. And as it is mining in the Atlantic, in the North Ocean, with swells and currents, there would be problems. Aside from the geology of the sea bottom, which can be very, very challenging at depth. So since coming into our water on the 18th of April, this year, they have experienced technical problems like anchor wires, anchors being ripped and shredded, and the mining rate due to the complexity of the geology on the sea bottom. So at one stage they did raise anchor and they slipped and they came back to Cape Town to repair work. They did further tests and re-equipping and went back into our waters and experienced further problems with the wires. So it's a learning curve for them and we appreciate it. I'm happy to report that since the second technical problem they had, their mining rates improved, and within the space of 8 days, they accrued more than 15,000 carats, which one can equate to over in excess of 20 to 25,000 carats a month. Their target, according to the business plan, is 10,000 carats a month, 120 per annum. So, in swinging the roundabout, they are on target, they are problems, less communicated, continuously communicated to us, and we just had a meeting with them this past Monday. What the intentions are, so that they brief us well in advance. There's a risk basis that is being developed. Why they would want to raise anchor, why would they want to do further exploration work in our waters. So it's an ongoing process and there's constant engagement with us. So we must step in the back.
I'm glad to report that at the previous day level that we are meeting all of the requirements. It's given the nature of the settlement, the Rutherford community is a 49% owner of the venture that's only better at the moment of the export. The issue around employment equity, the levels of appointments in terms of the requirements and own targets, we are exceeding those targets and it's open to scrutiny to be able to forward it to the committee. So on the issues around the charter, there's no serious concern that I think we should have been able to be worried about in an ASCA meeting or not in compliance with the number of charters. In the issue of job creation, if you can see from the numbers that the jobs in the area have more than doubled, and to put that into context, in terms of how the Rutherford people have benefited from all the problems that we've listened to here and certainly all the challenges we're having. At least the one thing that's happened is, in a declining industry, the PSJV has created employment to the tune of 200 people. Now that people, or employees, 90% of them comes from the Rutherford. 85 or 80% of them are in the category that we could defined as employment, people that getting employment opportunities for the first time in those areas. In 2013 or 2012, the employment bill, the labor bill, was sitting at around 26 million per annum. It's now sitting at 79 million per annum. And those salaries, if you just do a simple calculation on an average salary of 10,000 per month, there's a direct benefit to employee for the fiscal, from the fiscal of 120,000 per annum that goes into the pockets of that employee and into him, you know, assisting the people that is dependent on him. If you take an average from the status we're having, you know, there's about four people per household depending on an employee at about any point. also a lot of things in terms of the farms, in terms of the 5 million that needs to be, still needs to be paid out. Our biggest challenge is to keep the PFJ sustainable, to be able to create more jobs. We all know that life of 9 years will come to an end, and then we have limited time. But whilst we're doing that, we need to invest in the ground, we need to do restoration, we need to be able to keep those people and even employ more of them directly from the hospital. So, you know, the direct benefit for the hospital, just as part of the employment creation, I think has been extensive. The temporary jobs, the question on temporary jobs are jobs that have been created, so that's not regarded as full-time jobs that would last for longer than an ideal 6 months. Whenever it does happen that it becomes more than 6 months, we will deploy those people on a permanent basis and follow the policy and also the legislation in that regard. But it does happen that certain jobs, from time to time, we want to repair things to the reputation net, and we only know that will only take 3 months. That's an employment opportunity for someone that's out there that doesn't have a job. If it becomes longer than that, the HUDs will normally motivate us to start holding these people on a permanent basis. But we'll see that number keep on changing as we progress.
So we can provide the company with a list of the shareholders and each of them
the revenue that was allocated to those individual companies.
Yeah, I think I'm already in the position now.
Madam Chair, I think you might not have received when we are in Parliament. It's just that we had our AGM on the 30th of September and it needed endorsement to be included in Parliament.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. In terms of the 162 million rand that was applied for to National Treasury, upon our engagement with the Treasury, it emerged that Treasury had accounted for compensation of the assets when they did the 360 million allocation intention. And that's why I was given the 162 million.
And how are you doing that that Germany in relation to the performance of how the state for the last financial year? You are not now referring to the policy that is led to a drop in current production. We are expecting things to improve quite significantly in the current year, especially with the high yield potential. So we are expecting that that graph that we saw, which was good, that we would have again. We are hoping that the situation with the community will be resolved soon. And that obviously that the company is within government, between ourselves and global development, we must address that particular situation. We know that the people that are not resolved
Madam Chair, we are grateful for the invitation to present our case, and we thank you, the committee, the honorable members, for listening to us and giving a balanced view of things. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm going to go to the hospital.